Breaking news!
Oh man, this must be important!
107.7 The Bronc brings you your world in 2 minutes, full of world news, national news, rider news, and more from the top newsmakers on campus. You've come to the right place as we bring you the Bronc News Flash.
This is your Bronc News Flash, underwritten by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek there, everything is made from scratch or cook-to-order menu online. It's cafe72ewing.com. I'm Alexander Young from Rider University. Some breaking news. As this week, Buckingham Palace released that the Queen remained on medical supervision, it was announced on Thursday afternoon that Queen Elizabeth passed away. She was 96 years old. Here's UK's Prime Minister, Liz Truss.
She has been our longest ever reigning monarch. It's an extraordinary achievement to have presided with such dignity and grace for 70 years. Her life of service stretched beyond most of our living memories. In return, she was loved and admired by the people in the United Kingdom and all around the world.
It was a violent week in Memphis as just days ago, police identified the body of missing teacher Eliza Fletcher, who was out on a run early Friday morning when she was abducted and forced into an SUV. On Wednesday night, an hour-long shooting spree erupted in Memphis as well, leaving 7 people shot and leaving 4 dead. Police have the man who allegedly went on the spree, as the 19-year-old man streamed a live video on Facebook while driving through Memphis. Police captured the shooter in a standoff in a Memphis residential area before proceeding to arrest him. Authorities issued a shelter in place as residents feared for their lives. It was an eventful day in the White House on Wednesday as former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama's official White House portraits were unveiled during an emotional ceremony at the White House, marking not only a historic day, but their first joint visit to the White House since they left in 2017 and the return of a Washington tradition last celebrated 10 years ago. Obama gave a speech commending Joe Biden's efforts as president so far. The Bronc News Flash is underwritten by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From handmade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pasta to fresh steaks, chops, and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's borougheaterybar.com. I'm Alexander Young.
This has been the Bronc News Flash on 107.7 The Bronc.
Oh man, that was pretty important stuff.
Missed your world in 2 minutes? You can listen to past episodes at 107.7thebronc.com/BroncNewsFlash on your favorite podcasting platforms. We'll see you next time as we get back to the biggest hits and best variety only on 107.7 The Bronc.
Sweet!